I'm going to teach you this very quickly, a way of putting it onto your body. And we're going to put it onto your body just for ease. So I'm going to give you the keys to having an ageless mind, killing ants, automatic negative thoughts. How well are you controlling your self-talk? On a scale of 0 to 10, honestly, even if you've done this with me, how strong are you? 0 to 10. Do your thoughts make a difference? Yes or yes? If I say constantly, I'm getting too old, is that going to be self-fulfilling? Yes or yes? If I say I'm forgetful, I have a bad memory. If you fight for your limitations, you get to keep them. And this self-talk, doesn't matter if it's external or it's internal, right? When I was 9 years old, teacher pointed to me saying, that's the boy with the broken brain. You know, because I had that brain injury and those learning difficulties. Children, you are very, very susceptible to this, right? If you're a parent, your external words become their internal words. So that became my self-talk. Every time I failed a test, didn't do well enough or whatever, wasn't picked for a sports team, what'd I say? Oh, I'm just the broken brain, right? So your mind is always eavesdropping on your self-talk. The number one function of your brain is to control your movement, right? That's why we know there's not just a brain-body connection, but a body-brain connection, that using your body in different ways stimulates neurogenesis, it stimulates neuroplasticity, it stimulates brain-derived nootropic factors, which is the fertilizer for making new connections. So you have to move, but we live in a very sedentary life, right? I was reading this book talking about barefoot kids and how we're taking away seesaws and swings and all these things. We're overprotecting them and then we're keeping them in a very sterile environment. They're not moving as much, right? They're always on their devices and they're not getting the brain growth, right? And it's leading to learning challenges and so on. But how much are you moving every single day? They say sitting is the new smoking, right? You do not want to sit 8 hours a day and just study.
Why is it so hard to do the little things that would improve my life? The way that our minds are designed is our minds are designed to stop you at all costs from doing anything that might hurt you. There are so many people in the world, and you know, you may be watching this right now, and you have these incredible ideas, and what you think is missing is motivation. And that's not true. Because the way that our minds are wired, and the fact about human beings, is that we are not designed to do things that are uncomfortable, or scary, or difficult. Our brains are designed to protect us from those things, because our brains are trying to keep us alive. And in order to change, in order to build a business, in order to be the best parent, the best spouse, to do all those things that you know you want to do with your life, with your work, with your dreams, you're going to have to do things that are difficult, uncertain, or scary, which sets up this problem for all of us.
None of us can afford to have a life that is controlled by someone else, or a life that is basically controlled by our emotions. I learned many years ago that there are two kinds of people. There's the type of person who says, I'm going to wait till I feel like it before I do it. And then there's a person who says, I've got to do it so that I feel like it. One will never get anything done because they're still waiting to feel the moment to move. And the other person says, no, I need to move, and then I will begin to feel the moment. Sonia, self-discipline is essential in your life and in my life if we're going to get things done.
We might be through with our past, but our past is not through with us. How many of you know there are things that we've experienced that can impact the way we see ourselves? And so as you look at yourself and look at your goals, I want you to write this down. You don't get in life what you want, you get in life what you are. You have to create an achiever's mindset. Not, you have to create that yourself. Be ye not conformed to this world. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
So if you want to free yourself, you've got to realize that we all suffer at times. And if you want to end suffering, you have to make the most important decision in your life, which says, I'm going to live in a beautiful state every day, no matter what, even when it doesn't go my way, even when there's injustice, even when people are unfair. Because are people going to be unjust and unfair in our lives, yes or no? And are you going to be unjust and unfair at times without meaning to be, yes or no? So if people have to behave a certain way for us to be happy, you're not going to stay happy.
For everybody to be able to face who they are, and have that kind of impact where you can go on TV, you can put your life on a billboard, You're not ashamed of who the fuck you are. You're not ashamed of what life made you, what you helped life make you. All that bad shit that's now in this big pot that's stirring, you're no longer ashamed of it. You realize we're all fucked up. Stop judging yourself against other fucked up people who have hidden it better than you. That's all they've done. They've mastered shit better than you have, and now they're flipping it back on you and saying you're fucked up. I want you to realize that this world, life, is one big head game. And once you learn to play the motherfucking head game, it's no longer a game anymore at all. You can start living your life.
Being successful is so hard, but I realized that not being successful was hard too. The difference between not being successful hard and trying to get successful and hard, if you're trying to get successful and it's hard, at least there's some payout. There's a payoff. If you hang in there, there's payoff. When you're not successful, it's hard. It's hard not having money. It's hard never knowing how to come up with your mortgage and your bond and your rent and your let. It's hard not knowing that. Why, how you gonna feed your children? How you gonna pay your bills? It's hard, ain't it? So if it's hard that way, and it's hard being successful, I might as well deal with how hard it is to be successful, because at least one day that could be a payout. If you just stay in the hard part of life of not being successful, ain't no payoff. There's no result for being poor. It's just mo-po. You just pull some mo. There's no payout. Just make the decision that you're not going to be poor anymore. You have the right, don't matter how you were born.
Who is sitting here right now today? This is the real me, obviously. But I'm going to go kind of, I'm a very philosophical person. And I'm going to go there with you real quick. I believe in a higher power. Don't know the name, don't know where it's coming from, don't know anything like that. But I believe that this power, and visualize me real quick. Let's say it's a man up there, or a woman, whatever, and they have a chart. And when you're born, they say David Goggins, born February 17th, 1975 at 6 a.m. They write the chart down because they can see everything. They know exactly what you're supposed to be. They know what you're supposed to be. You die, you go to so-called heaven. You arrive at heaven, I'm 300 pounds. I retired as an Ecolab guy, which is okay, just a job, whatever. I go up there and God looks at me and he shows me my chart. And my chart on there says you were supposed to be a Navy SEAL. You're supposed to weigh 185 pounds. You're supposed to be one of the smartest people on the planet, this, all this. You see this. And now you're in heaven, you made it to heaven, but you're like, God, dog, I was supposed to live that life. I was supposed to live that life. And then you find out that the reason why, because we all think that if we pray on it, if we do this, if we do that, whatever, if we don't work, we just, whatever, it's going to magically happen for us. No, I believe that when I'm all said and done with, my whole job is to outwork the chart. Whatever the fucking chart says about me, the all-knowing power up there, I want to get up there and say, him look at me and say, I know everything. I didn't fucking see this. I want to feel that. I want to get to the other end of this fucking world, and however I'm being judged, whoever's judging me, to look at me and say, I did not fucking know. I had you at 185, I had you at this, but all this other shit, I was riding as you were living it. I want to find more. All I can. And in that fucking sack of shit, you have to dive in that to find more. Because if you're not willing to go in there and face yourself, you're not gonna find anything. You're gonna live right here on surface, man, right here on surface. So if there is an ending to this world and there is somewhere to go and there's a judgment, you're gonna get there and you might see a chart. And that chart may tell you who the f*** you should have been. And now you get the rest of your life to think about that. Man, I could have lived a much better life if I just would have just suffered a little bit more. If I just would have went in that and realized I had so much more. But fear and the 40% and living here versus living here, being afraid, stop me. So that's, I'm a big guy in visualizing. I'm a big guy in making a world. It may not exist. To me, it does. To me, it does. And I'm overpowering myself every day. And you got to find tools to do that. That's the tool that I use. So that's what it's all about.